I'm Steve Miller reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin says his country has tested new nuclear weapons. Jeff Custer has those details.
Putin said the tests included a nuclear-powered cruise missile and a nuclear-powered underwater drone. Putin said the nuclear-powered cruise missile tested last fall has an unlimited range and travels at speeds capable of penetrating any missile defense system. He said the high-speed underwater drone, capable of carrying a nuclear warhead, could target both aircraft carriers and coastal facilities. In Putin's remarks, he said the latest United States nuclear posture review was worrying, and that Moscow, in his words, would consider any use of nuclear weapons against Russia or its allies to be a nuclear attack on our country. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
This is the third and possibly last day of a Russia-ordered five-hour humanitarian pause in the fighting in the eastern Ghouta area. However, no civilians have used the lull to leave the rebel-held suburbs. On Wednesday, Kelly Curry, the U.S. Deputy Ambassador to the U.N., said Russia was defying the U.N. ceasefire resolution.
Russia, Iran, and the Assad regime are not even trying to hide their intentions. They are asking civilians to leave eastern Ghouta on the false premise that they can then attack anyone left in the area as much as they would like.
The Russian military is accusing Syria's rebels of shelling a humanitarian corridor that it set up with the Syrian government, offering residents of Damascus' besieged eastern suburbs a way out of the embattled enclave. Al-Shabaab's spokesman and a police official have told Reuters news agency that the Islamist group set off a suicide car bomb at a security checkpoint about 15 kilometers outside the capital of Mogadishu Thursday. It's unclear what the fatalities or casualties may be. VOA News. South Korea's President Moon Jae-in on Thursday criticized Japan's insistence that the issue of the women forced to provide sex for Japanese troops in World War II had been settled.
To resolve the comfort women issue, the Japanese government, the perpetrator, should not say the matter is closed. The issue of a crime against humanity committed in a time of war cannot be closed with just a word. A genuine resolution of unfortunate history is to remember it and learn a lesson from it.
His remarks were made during a speech marking the 99th anniversary of the launch of an independence movement from Japanese colonization. Thousands of South Korean conservatives rallied in Seoul Thursday to protest President Moon Jae-in's Olympic outreach to North Korea. In-ji-yeon of the Korea's Patriots Party believes that South Korea is weakened because of President Moon, calling him a leftist and pro-North Korean. Her group says that they gathered to take back the country. Moon's opponents said his policies were appeasing the enemy and undermining the United States' maximum pressure strategy. Some also protested in support of impeached President Park Geun-hye, who faces a possible 30-year prison sentence for corruption charges related to the scandal that ousted her from office. Stephane Dujarric, the spokesperson for the United Nations Secretary General, provided an update on UN peacekeepers that were killed in Mali Wednesday.
We have just received information from the UN peacekeeping mission in Mali indicating that a UN military vehicle was hit by an improvised explosive device on the Boni-Dwenza axis in the region of Mopti in Mali. Preliminary reports indicate that four peacekeepers were killed and four others were wounded.
The 11,000-strong UN peacekeeping force has been deployed in Mali since 2013 to counter an Islamist insurgency and general lawlessness. The investigation into possible collusion between the Trump presidential campaign and Russia has intensified in recent weeks. Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort pleaded not guilty Wednesday to charges including money laundering. And in a series of recent tweets, President Trump once more dismissed the Russia probe as a witch hunt. A Vatican magazine has denounced how nuns are often treated like indentured servants by cardinals and bishops for whom they cook and clean for next to no pay. In its expose on the underpaid and unappreciated intellect of religious sisters, the March edition of the Women Church World magazine signaled that it is increasingly becoming the imprint of the Catholic Church's Me Too movement. For additional stories, visit our website. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA.